詩編113編
Psalm 113。
エルヤ、主のしもべたちよ、褒めたたえよ。主の皆を褒めたたえよ。今よりとこしえまで、主の皆が褒められるように。日の昇るところから沈むところまで、主の皆が褒めたたえられるように。主はすべての国々の上に高くおられ、その栄光は天の上にある。誰が私たちの神、主のようであろうか。主は高い御蔵に座し、身を低くして天と地をご覧になる。主は弱い者を塵から起こし、貧しい人を悪田から引き上げ、彼らを高貴な人々と共に、痛みの高貴な人々と共に座に着かせられる。主はこのいない女を子を持って喜ぶ母とし、家に住まわせてくださる。ハレルヤ。
Praise the Eternal. All of you who call yourselves the children of the Eternal, come and praise Him. Praise His name. Lift Him high to the high place in your hearts. At this moment and for all the moments yet to come, may the Eternal's name ascend in the hearts of His people. At every time and in every place, from the moment the sun rises to the moment the sun sets,May the name of the Eternal be high in the hearts of His people. The Eternal is seated high above every nation. His glory fills the skies. To whom should we compare the Eternal, our God? No one. From His seat high above, He deigns to observe the earth and her thin skies, stooping even to see her goings on far beneath His feet. He gathers up the poor,from their dirt floors, pulls the needy from the trash heaps, and places them among heads of state, seated next to the rulers of his people, where they cannot be ignored. Into the home of the childless bride, he sends children who are for her a cause of happiness beyond measure. Praise the Eternal.
hey.今日のメッセージは、敬老の日、先日だった敬老の日にちなんで、また、この人生の先輩方を敬い、感謝し、彼らを祝福する、その意味も込めて、先輩方には励ましのメッセージになったと願っています。
So, this last week, Japan celebrated its Respect for the Elderly Day, and in conjunction with that, today's message is meant to bring encouragement, specifically to our seniors, which we hope will embody the spirit of honoring, thanking, and blessing those who go before us in life.
と同時に、年を重ねるっていうのは、誰しもが共通して経験していく、経験することでも、ありますので、自分自身もそうですけども、今はまだ人生経験の浅い、他の皆さんもぜひ、今の、または今後の人生のための学びとして受け取っていただけたらと思います。
And yet, at the same time, growing older, believe it or not, is an experience that is shared by everybody.So, this includes even Hiro and I. And so we hope that everybody who's here today, who is younger or who is at least has less life experience than our seniors, will also receive today's message as a lesson for both your present and your future journey.
それでは一緒にお祈りしましょう。
Okay, let's pray first.
天におられる父なる神様、あなたのみんなを賛美、褒めたたえます。
Our Heavenly Father, we do indeed praise your holy name.
今日も私たちがあなたによって生かされ、こうして共に集う恵みが与えられていることに感謝します。
We thank you today that we are sustained in this life by you, that we have been given grace and blessing to gather together today here in this place as a church family.
主よどうぞ今日も私たちの命のパン、私たちの魂の糧であるあなたの御言葉を私たちに語ってください。
Lord, we ask that you would please speak to us today by your word, the bread of life, which is nourishment for our souls.
そしてそのあなたの語りかけを私たちが心を開いて受け取っていくことができるように助けてください。
And help us to open our hearts to receive your message.
あなたの御言葉によって私たちが新しく作り変えられていくために聖霊様どうぞ私たちの心を柔らかくしてください。
Holy Spirit, soften our hearts so that we may be changed and be made new by your very word.
お委ねして私たちの主、イエス様の御名によってお祈りします。
We entrust this time and ourselves to you as we pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. さて、人生の先輩方の中には、ま、子育て、仕事、または親の介護などで多忙な、本当とても忙しい40代、50代、60代、を経て、今改めて自分の時間、または夫婦での時間を持てている、そんなライフステージにあるという方々がおられるかと思います。
So among our seniors who are here today, we love to call them our silver servants. There are some who, after several busy decades in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, spent raising children, working, caring for their own aging parents and relatives, have now reached a life stage where they can once again enjoy some time for themselves or as a married couple.
ね、20年間、30年間、ね、そういった長い間自分の時間をその多くを他の人のために費やしてきた後で今改めて自分のためにこう趣味や旅行などをしたり、夫婦での時間を楽しんだりして過ごされているかもしれません。
After dedicating a lot of your time over the last 20 or 30 years for your family, for your career, finally you can have a little, at least a little bit more time for yourselves. You can pursue some hobbies, you can travel, and enjoy spending time with your loved ones.
多くの人生経験を積み重ねてきたことで、こう、何が大切かを見極める知恵が与えられていると思います。
And having accumulated a wealth of life experience, we believe that you have gained a certain kind of wisdom to discern what in life most truly matters.
もうちょっとのことでは動じない、ね、落ち着きとか安定、忍耐力みたいなものも培われているかと思います。
Unlike the young people who everything becomes a big issue,You have had more time to cultivate this sense of stability and patience that things don't easily rattle or shake you in the same way.
またより広い視野、また広い知識、深い考えなどを持つようになって、それまで忙しい日々の中では全然気づかなかったような毎日の何気ない小さな出来事にも楽しみとか喜び、感謝を見つけるようになって、そしてそれを味わうことも多くなっているかもしれません。
And we look to you and we see that you have a broader perspective. You have greater knowledge. You have deeper insights. And that you can find joy and pleasure and gratitude because of that in the smaller, everyday, simple occurrences that you may not have noticed in those previous decades. And you can savor these precious moments more often.
そんなこう自由とか楽しみがある一方で、ご年配の方々の悩み、また葛藤の一つは、まあ、肉体の衰えだと思います。
And yet we know it's not all silver lining, right? For the silver servants. Even we enjoy some of these freedoms and pleasures that come in this life stage, one of the worries and struggles for all older adults is the challenge of decline physically.
視力とか、まあ、聴力とかね、あらゆる身体能力の低下、または思考能力の低下もあって、今まで何気なくできていたことがだんだんできなくなっているかもしれません。
Declining vision, declining hearing, not to mention many other things, an increased decline even sometimes in cognitive function over time.May mean that tasks that up until now have been done effortlessly gradually begin to become more challenging each day.
自分も今年40歳を迎えているんですけども、もう30代半ばぐらいから実はもう疲れとか 体調崩した時にはその回復に時間がかかるようになったり、肩の脱臼癖はつくわ、ぎっくり腰を繰り返すわ、喘息で毎日薬を飲まなきゃいけなくなるわ、でこう、体質とかも関係してるかと思うんですけども、衰えの始まりをひしひしと感じています。
Hiro turned 40 this year, but since his mid-30s, he began to notice some things like fatigue setting in more easily, taking longer to recover when sick, developing a tendency to dislocate his shoulder, or recurring bouts of acute lower back pain, and now needing asthma medication every day. And while his overall constitution may be a part of it too, he's feeling keenly that onset of decline due to age.
そんなふうに肉体の衰えというのは、ご年配の方々だけではなくて、程度は違えど自分のようなこう中年世代、にとってはすでに始まっていることですし、今はまだ若く元気で自分が老いていくなんてことは全く想像できないであろう若者世代にとっても、年を重ねていけばいずれ誰しも経験することになるわけです。
Now here's a news flash, young people. Physical decline is not limited only to the elderly. Okay? To varying degrees, it's already starting for those of us in the middle age. Okay? We're experiencing. And even for the younger generations who are young and energetic and probably can never imagine yourself ever aging, it's certainly something that every single person, the road that they will take as we age.
またそれは病気などが原因で誰にでもそしていつでも起こりうるものでもあるかと思います。特に年を重ねて高齢になるにつれて出てくる衰えっていうのは、そういった病気のリスクっていうのも出てくるかと思います。
And while illness can cause decline in many ways for anyone at any age or life stage, the kind of decline that comes with advanced age and becoming elderly heightens that risk with those kinds of illness and their impact because of it.
そしてだんだんとできないこと、思うようにいかないことが増えていくと、自分が誰か他の人の役に立てないこと、またはむしろ誰かのお世話になることの方が多くなっていくかもしれません。
And so as the things that we can't do, things that don't go as planned, continue to gradually increase, we can find ourselves more frustrated. We feel like we're not of use to others, or at least we wrestle with that feeling, and increasingly find that instead of being the giver of that care, we become recipients of that care. And that can be hard to accept.
そういった衰えという現実を受け入れていくというのは、誰にとっても決して簡単なことではないと思います。
Yeah, accepting those challenges and realities is never easy, not for anybody.
それまでの人生で他の誰かのために自分自身を捧げて生きてきたほど、生きてきた人ほどそのような葛藤は大きいかもしれません。
And it's more challengingthe inner conflict for those who have up until this point lived their lives dedicating themselves to the care and to the guidance and raising of others.
目まぐるしく変わる現代社会の中にあって、こう世代間のギャップというのもまた顕著になってきている気がします。
In the midst of our rapidly changing society currently, the generation gap seems increasingly pronounced too.
時代の、ね、移り変わりが早すぎて、時代に合わない考えを持つ者に対して、特に若い世代がご年配の方々に対して老害っていう言葉を用いる傾向も最近ではよく見受けられます。
The pace of change is so quick that younger generations in particular are beginning to show a tendency to use less gracious terms when referring to elderly people whom they think hold ideas that are considered out of step with the current times.
この世では人の価値が、つまり人の命の価値が人間的な物差しで測られてしまうことがよくあります。
And unfortunately in this world, a person's value, the value of their life, is often measured by a human standard.
極端に言えば、元気に働いて役に立てている間は価値があり、病気になったり年を取ったり障害を持っていたりすると価値がないとされてしまうことがあります。
Putting it very bluntly, people are valued as long as they are healthy, as long as they're productive in their work, and contributing members of society, and otherwise are deemed to have less worth once they become ill, grow old, or have some kind of disability.
これはとても悲しいことではありますが、この世がそういう能力主義的または結果主義、成果主義的傾向で動いている現実は確かにあって、私たちもその影響を受けてしまっていることは否めないと思います。
It's tragic and it's deeply saddening that this is the reality that our world operates with, by merit and by results. And we are fooling ourselves if we deny that we aren't influenced by that.
少なくとも自分は、まあ、自分自身に対しても他者に対してもそういった考え、そういった思考に陥ってしまう、そういう罪深さを持っていることを告白します。
And Hiro said, at the very least, he realizes, he confesses his guilt of following into that way of thinking about himself, about the way he perceives himself, and about the way he perceives others.
ご年配の方々の中には、今年を重ねていくごとに、端にと追いやられてしまっているように、感じている方々だったり、忘れ去られてしまっていると感じている方々もおられるかもしれません。
And amongst our elder members within our church family, there may be some who feel increasingly pushed to the margins as they age, or maybe even feel forgotten.
もしかしたら私たち若い世代は意図せずしてご年配の方々にそのように感じさせてしまっているところがあるかもしれません。
And perhaps, even though it's even unintentional, those of us in the younger generations contribute to the situation and to those feelings.
それはこの社会の中ではもちろんですけども、この教会、私たち教会の中であっても、そうです。私たちはそのことをもう一度注意深く振り返ってみる必要があるかもしれません。
And this is not only true in society, but as a whole,And unfortunately, even within our own church family, we can wrestle with this. So we need to be careful in reflecting on this and considering it as we continue to walk in faith together.
今日の聖書箇所を見ていきたいと思います。詩篇113篇でした。
So we want now to take a moment to look at today's scripture passage in relation to that, Psalm 113.
この詩篇113篇から始まって、118編まで続く 6つの詩篇はエジプトのハレルヤ詩篇と呼ばれているそうで、まあ、神様がかつてエジプトの奴隷支配のもとにあったイスラエルの民を救い出してくださったことを覚えてそのことに感謝して喜び祝って捧げる、まあ、賛美になっています。
The six psalms that begin with Psalm 113 through continuing to Psalm 118 are referred to as the Hallel.Or also called the Egyptian Hallelujah Psalms. These are hymns of praise that are offered in remembrance and thanksgiving to God for God's deliverance of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt.
皆さんもご存知だと思います。多くの方ご存知だと思いますが、イスラエルの民は、旧約聖書の出エジプト記に書かれている、神によるエジプトからの救いを過ぎ越しの祭りとして毎年祝っているんですけども、
At the Passover festival, the Jewish people annually celebrate the deliverance of Israel from Egypt by God, which is recorded in the Old Testament book of Exodus.
その過ぎ越しの食事の席で、食事の前に詩篇113篇と114篇、食事の後に115篇から118篇を賛美するってこう伝統があるようで、まあ、イエス様と弟子たちも食事、過ぎ越しの食事の際には、つまり最後の晩餐の席でも、その伝統にのっとってこの詩篇を歌っていたと考えられています。
And at the Passover meal, the Jewish people have this tradition. They sing Psalms 113 and 114 before the meal, and then they sing Psalms 115 to 118 after the meal. And so most scholars, would agree that following this tradition, Jesus and his disciples would have sung these very psalms as well during the Passover meal that we now refer to as the Last Supper.
113編の1節から3節。ハレルヤ、主のしもべたちよ、褒めたたえよ、主の皆を褒めたたえよ。今より常しえまで主の皆が 褒められるように、日の昇るところから沈むところまで主の皆が褒めたたえられるように。
Praise the Eternal. All of you who call yourselves the children of the Eternal, come and praise His name. Lift Him high to the high place in your hearts. At this moment and for all of the moments yet to come, may the Eternal's name ascend in the hearts of His people at every time and in every place, from the moment the sun rises to the moment the sun sets. May the name of the Eternal be high.In the hearts of his people.
1節から3節はこの賛美の言葉で始まっているんですけども、2節に、まあ、3行目、今よりとこしえまでっていう言葉があったり、その下の 4行目には日の昇るところから沈むところまでって書いてあります。時代を超えて永遠に、そしてあらゆる場所で主の皆が褒めたたえられるように、そういう神様への賛美の言葉で、まあ、この詩編113編は始まっています。
So this psalm begins with these three verses, but we'd like you to look specifically at these passages from verse 2, where it says, at this moment and for all moments yet to come. And then also in verse 3, where it says, from the moment the sun rises to the moment the sun sets. These begin with words of praise to God, desiring that the name of the Lord would be praised throughout all generations, throughout all ages, forever and ever, in every place, by all people.
また続く4節から5節にこのようにあります。主はすべての国々の上に高くおられ、その栄光は天の上にある。誰が私たちの神、主のようであろうか。主は高い御位に座し。
And then continuing with verses 4 and 5, the Eternal be high in the hearts of His people. The Eternal is seated high above every nation. His glory fills the skies. To whom should we compare the Eternal, our God? No one.
私たちの神様は全世界、全宇宙を作られたお方です。
Our God is the one who created the entire world, the whole universe, the multiverse.
私たちの髪の毛一本一本、その本数もまた細胞の一つ一つに至るまで細かく知っておられ、そして全てのものを支配し、すべ収めておられる全知全能なる神です。
God is the all-knowing, all-powerful Lord.Who knows the very number of hairs on our heads, down to the very every single cell that's in our bodies, and who rules and governs all things with complete authority.
あらゆる時間的制限または空間的制限を受けないお方です。
And God is not bound by any temporal or spatial limitations like we are.
イザヤ書66章の一節にこのようにあります。天は私の御座、地は私の足台である。
And in Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1 it says, God says this through Isaiah, heaven is my throne and the earth is where I rest my feet.
私たちの想像と理解を超えて高くそして偉大なお方、それが私たちの神様です。
Our God is a being far beyond our imagination and our understanding, great and highly exalted.
創造主なる神とその被造物である私たち、作り主である神と作られたものである私たち、それくらい神様というのは私たち人間とはまあ次元が違う存在なわけです。
God the creator and us the creation, or God the maker.And us, the ones who have been made. That is how vastly different God is from us. And God exists on a completely different plane, a different dimension.
その神様が続く6節から9節、身を低くして天と地をご覧になる。主は弱い者を塵から起こし、貧しい人を悪田から引き上げ、彼らを高貴な人々と共に、御民の高貴な人々と共に座に着かせられる。主はこのいない女を子を持って喜ぶ母とし、家に住まわせてくださる。ハレルヤとあります。
And we continue with this very God and what he does and who he is and what he does in verses 6 through 9. From his seat high above, he deigns to observe the earth and her thin skies, stooping even to see her goings on far beneath his feet. He gathers up the poor from their dirt floors, pulls the needy from the trash heaps, and places them among heads of state, seated next to rulers of his people, where they cannot be ignored. Into the home of the childless bride, he sends children who are for her a cause of happiness beyond measure. Praise the Eternal.
私たち人間とは次元の違う、次元の異なる偉大なる神が身を低くして天と地をご覧になられる。貧しい人を引き上げ、弱いものを起こし、貧しい人を引き上げ、このいない女を子を持って喜ぶ母として家に住まわせてくださるとあるんです。
An incredibly great God existing on a different plane and dimension from all of humanity humbles himself to take interest in and observe the goings on of the earth and the skies. And also this same God does what? He gathers up the poor, he welcomes the needy, and he makes the home of the childless into a place full of descendants.
弱い者、貧しい人、このいない女とあります。これは当時の社会の中で人間的な物差しによって価値のない人々とされ、隅にと追いやられていた者たちのことです。まあ、現代でも通じるものがありますし、この他にも様々な形があるかもしれません。
The poor, or depending on your translation, the weak, the needy, the childless woman or bride, these are the people in that time of society, in their society then, that were deemed worthless by human standards. They were pushed to the margins. And this, even this, these thoughts, these words resonate today. And there may be other categories that we could add to that too.
私たちの信じる神様は力ある偉大な存在でありながら、そのような社会的にのけものにされてしまっているような人たちに対して、身を低くして目を止められ、起こし、引き上げ、喜びをもたらしてくださる、そんなお方なんです。
So the God that we believe in is mighty. He's a great being. And yet, God humbles himself to notice, to lift up, and to bring joy to those who are cast aside socially.
私たちの神様は、へりくだりの主なんです。
Our God is the Lord of humility.
そしてその神のへりくだりが最も現れているのがイエス様です。
And the one in whom this divine humility is most clearly revealed is Jesus.
ピリピ人への手紙の2章6節から8節、キリストは神の見姿であられるのに、神としてのあり方を捨てられないとは考えず、ご自分を虚しくしてしもべの姿を取り、人間と同じようになられました。人としての姿を持って現れ、自らを低くして死にまで、それも十字架の死にまで従われました。
And we can see that beautifully expressed in the first century church hymn that Paul records, Philippians 2, verses 6 to 8, that the church would have sung over and over, though he was in the form of God, he chose not to cling to equality with God. But he poured himself out to fill a vessel brand new, a servant in form and a man in deed. The very likeness of humanity, he humbled himself, obedient to death, a merciless death on the cross.
神は私たち人間を、そして全ての被造物をあがない、救うために、ご自分を虚しくしてしもべの姿を取り、人となり、自らを低くして死にまで、それも十字架の死にまで従われたんです。
So God, in order to redeem and to save us and to save all of creation as another translation says, emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, becoming human, humbled himself, and was obedient even to death, death on a cross.
高い溝に座しながらね、高いところにおられる存在でありながらも身を低くされ、私たちと同じ人間の目線まで低くなられ、死によって、しかもそれも十字架刑という最も過酷な屈辱を伴う方法での死によって、黄泉まで下られたんです。
Though he's seated on a high throne, he dwells in the highest of highest places. He humbles himself, lowering himself to our level as humans. And through death, specifically a death by crucifixion, the most severe way accompanied by agony and humiliation, he descends even lower to the realm of the dead.
なぜそこまでされるんでしょうか。
Why did he go to such lengths?
それは私たちを、皆さんお一人お一人を愛しておられるからです。
It's because he loves us so very deeply. Each and every one of you and me.
イエス様を通して神様は私たちに神様との和解を、つまり罪によって壊れてしまった関係の回復をもたらしてくださいました。
Through Jesus, God brings us into reconciliation with himself, restoring the relationship with God that was broken by sin.
そしてそれを通して愛を、平安を、癒しを、慰めを、知恵を、喜びを、そして永遠の命の希望をすべての人に与えてくださるんです。
And through all of this that God gives love, peace, healing, comfort, wisdom, joy, and the hope of eternal life that he offers to all people.
だから主は時代を超えて永遠に、そしてあらゆる場所で賛美されるのにふさわしいお方なのであって、今日の詩編113編でもまた現代を生きる私たちもハレルヤと主を賛美するわけです。
This is the reason why the Lord is worthy of praise through all ages and forever in every place by all people. As it says in today's Psalm, Psalm 113, that all of us who live in the present age are drawn into praise of our Lord with a hallelujah, which means praise the Lord.
私たちもそんな主に習って主のようにね、減り下っていきたいと、願うわけなんですけども、そうしようとするときに私たちはよく、いや、自分は決してそんな素晴らしいものではありませんとか、いや、私はまだまだ未熟なんですといったように、自分を低くしようとします。
Now we're inspired by that humility, and so we want to live humbly because we're inspired by our Lord and Savior, but when we do that, sometimes we get caught up in saying things, oh,No. Not me. I'm not great. I'm still immature. No, I can't do that. Trying desperately to humble and lower ourselves.
なぜなら、謙虚になるっていうのはそういうことだと私たちが教えられてきているからです。
And that's because that's what we have been taught and we've believed it means to be humble.
でもそれだと自分たち、私たちの頭の中は自分でいっぱいになってしまうんです。
But in actuality, think about it. In our minds then, our minds become filled with and our focus becomes ourselves and not God.
私たち人間が誠のね、本当のへりくだりを目指すとき、向けるべきフォーカスは自分ではなく神様なんです。
When we aim for true humility, the kind of humility that Jesus, shows us, the focus then is not on ourselves. Our minds become filled with focused on God.
神様がどのようなお方であられるのか。
Not our inability, but God's ability. What kind of being is God?
その神様が私たちのために 何をしてくださったのか、そして今何をしておられ、これから何をすると約束しておられるのか。
What has God done for us? What is God doing right now? What has God promised to do in the future for us?
そうやって神様に目を向けるときに、私たちはその偉大さを思い、また神のへりくだりによる愛を思い起こすことができます。
And when we turn our eyes to God in this way, then we can truly contemplate God's greatness and recall God's love that He expresses in true divine holy humility.
それは私たちの神様に対する感謝と賛美を深め、真のへりくだりを私たちの内側から起こしてくれるんです。
And it's when we do this, beloved, that our gratitude is deepened and our praise to God allows true humility to well up and arise from within us as we respond with praise.
今は9月半ば、まさにお米の収穫の時期ですけども、日本にはこういうことわざがあります。祈るほど頭を垂れる稲穂かな。
It is now mid-September, the season for the rice harvesting. You might have noticed as you're going along. And there's this proverb in Japanese that is translated something like this. The rice plants bow their heads as they ripen.
まあ、知ってる方も、日本人であれば知ってる方も多いと思いますが、まあ、まだ青く未熟で中身が詰まっていない稲がピーンとこう立っているのに対して、実が詰まった稲ほどその重みで頭が下がるように、真の知識、徳を備えた人物ほど謙虚な態度を取るという、まあ、意味のことわざです。
So many of you may already catch the implied meaning of this proverb, that just as the heads of the rice plants, when they're still green, they're still immature, they lack substance and they stand stiffly, upright or proud.In contrast to those that are heavy laden with mature rice grains that bow their heads under the weight. So, too, many people who possess true knowledge that's tempered with life experience and with virtue begin to adopt this head bowing, humble attitude.
がこういっぱいに詰まってね、写真のようにこう頬を垂らす稲はやがて収穫され、何になりますか?今高いお米になって、そして他のほかほかのご飯として、まあ、食卓に出てきて、私たちのお腹をこう満たしてくれるわけです。
Right now we're facing a rice shortage, right? And the cost is getting higher and higher. So we realize the precious nature of rice. And that rice plant fully laden with mature grain bowing its head is eventually harvested. And it does what? It becomes that whichfeeds us, the steaming, hot, good rice that's on our tables that fills us and gives us the energy we need to live.
それと同じように、こうやってこう頬をね垂らすこの稲穂の姿っていうのは、へりくだってご自分を低くし、十字架の死にまで従うことで、全ての人に救いと永遠の命をもたらすイエス様の御姿を思い起こさせてくれるものだと思います。
And in the same way, I believe this image reminds us of Jesus Christ, who humbled himself and made himself low in human form. He was obedient even to death on the cross, and because of that brings salvation and eternal life to offer to all of us, to all people.
また、どうだ、俺を見ろと言わんばかりにこうピーンと立ってこう自分の能力とか自分が挙げた功績を誇っているような若い稲とは違って、主が与えてくださった命、主が与えてくださった賜物、主が結ばせてくださった実に感謝して、それを他者の命のために分け与えることを通して、静かにでも力強く賛美している収穫前の稲穂の姿は、被造物、作られたものである被造物のにふさわしい あり方であり、私たちもそこから多くのことを学べる気がします。
So unlike the young rice plants that stand stiffly as if they're saying, look at me, look at me, look at how tall I am, and boasting their abilities and their achievement, instead, like the rice that's ready for harvest at the end, let's be grateful for the life and the gifts that the Lord has given to us.And the fruit that he makes possible quietly, but powerfully, praising the Lord by sharing one's life continuously with others, no matter where we are. This seems a proper way as God's creation, as God's beloved creation, and that we can learn much from this.
それでは最後お祈りで閉じたいと思いますが、もしよろしければご年配の方々、ご先輩方前に出てきていただけたらと思います。
So we're going to end with a prayer, and this will be our closing prayer for the message, but also will double as the blessing for our silver servants. So for those of you who are able and those of you who are willing to come up, if you are in that life stage, in that category of life, we want to invite you to come to the front as we pray for you and bless you.
それでは最後お祈りしたいと思います。
Okay, let's pray.
ハレルヤ、へりくだりの神様。
Hallelujah, we praise you, God of humility.
あなたは偉大で高くあられるお方でありながら、身を低くして私たちに目を留めてくださるお方です。
For you are great and exalted, high above all, and yet...You stoop down and look upon us.
そして特に社会の中で隅に追いやられ忘れ去られてしまっているような弱い者たちに心を止めてくださる主であることに感謝します。
And we thank you today especially for being our Lord, the one who cares for the weak, the forgotten, and for those who are pushed to the margins of society.
私たちはよく自分の能力、自分の凄さ、自分の成し遂げたことを誇ってしまったり、認められたいという思いにとらわれてしまっていることを告白します。
We also confess that we too often boast about our abilities, our accomplishments. We're trapped in our pride and in the desire to be recognized, the desire to be validated.
また衰えや病などさまざまな理由で何も役に立つことができないと感じてしまうときに自分の存在意義を見失ってしまうことも告白します。
We also confess that when we feel unable to contribute anything tangible or what we deem as useful, whether it's we can't do so because of a decline physically or an illness or myriad of any other reasons, we so easily lose sight of your purpose and your value for us.
主よ、そんな時に私たちがもう一度あなたに目を向けることができるように助けてください。
In these times, Lord, help us to turn our eyes back to you once more.
あなたに深く愛され、今日もあなたに生かされているという恵みを喜び、感謝して、ハレルヤとあなたを賛美することができますように。
May we rejoice and give thanks for the grace and blessing of being deeply loved.By you and sustained in life by you, and may we praise you because you deserve all of our hallelujahs.
そしてあなたから与えられているものをそれを必要としている隣人に分かち合って生きることができるように私たちの歩みを助け導いてください。
We ask you to guide our steps, helping us to live by sharing what you have given us with our neighbors who have need.
この教会家族の中に与えられている先輩方の存在に感謝します。
We give thanks for the blessing and the presence of our elder members in this church family.
ここに集っている私たちの多くが生まれる前から、あなたは彼らをその名で呼んで集められました。
Long before most of us were born, you called each one of them by name, and you gathered them into your presence.
彼らの信仰の歩みを通して働かれ、その恩恵を 次世代を生きる私たちが受け取っていることを覚えて感謝します。
We remember and we give thanks that it is you who has worked through their journey of faith, and that we who are in following generations receive the benefits and the blessings of this good work of yours through them.
年を重ねるごとに豊かになる命や祝福があると同時に、高齢になるにつれて抱える悩みや葛藤があることも覚えます。
And as we all grow older, we remember that while life and blessings become greater and richer, there are also many worries and struggles and challenges that come as our age advances.
どうぞそのような時に神様、あなたが彼らと共に歩み支えてくださいますように。
And so we ask you in these times, please walk beside all of these, our silver servants, and would you fully support them in love, O God.
そして主がそうされるように、どうぞ私たちも同じ神の家族として彼らのそばを共に歩み、彼らに対する深い愛と感謝と敬意を示し続けていくことができるように助けてください。
And following your example and what you do, Lord, please help the rest of us, members of God's family in this church, to intentionally and sensitively walk alongside our silver servants and continue to demonstrate deep love and gratitude and respect for all of them.
主よ、彼らの健康の上にあなたの守りと支えがありますように。
Lord, may your hand of protection and your covering of support be on all of them, on their bodies and on their health.
また病にある方々の上にあなたの癒しの御手があることを祈ります。
And we also pray that your healing hand and spirit of endurance may rest upon those who are facing and wrestling with sickness.
そしてたとえ外なる人は衰えても、内なる人は日々新たにされ、主に似たものへと作り変えられ、主に賛美を捧げ続けていくことができるように彼らを助けてください。
And we recall your word in 2 Corinthians 4:16, which says, "We have no reason to despair, despite the fact that our outer being is falling apart and decaying, our inner being is breathing in new life every day." And we ask you specifically, God, to help these beloved elder members to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus and to continue offering praise to Him in their sunset years.
彼らをあなたの救いの喜びで満たし続けてください。
Please continue to guide them.
あなたの無条件の愛で包んでいてください。
Fill them continually with the joy of your salvation and envelop them in your unconditional love.
彼らを、そして私たちすべてを約束された永遠の命という希望の光で照らし続けてください。
And continue to shine upon them the light of hope and on all of us, which is the promise of eternal life with you.
先輩方、お一人お一人を祝福して、私たちの主、イエス・キリストの御名によってお祈りします。
We pray all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in and through whom we bless each one of these precious beloved people.
Amen.
Amen.
ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございました。そして感謝のプレゼントがありますから、もうちょっと待ってください。じゃあ聖火とクリステンとメグちゃんに渡すのをお願いします。 So this is just a small gift of appreciation on behalf of the church to each of them. おめでとうございます。感謝します。ありがとうございます。